Do we have staff here for the explanation of either 436 or 438? If not, we'll one, sir? Why don't you come on up and let's take care of that? So this, we're skipping 436. If you could read 438, please.
438, authorize a competitive solicitation for security services for the Smart Park garages and the Portland streetcar facility at an estimated amount of $4 million for 5 years.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Michael Jacobs. I'm the Smart Park Manager for the Bureau of Transportation. The ordinance before you this morning is to authorize a competitive solicitation for the purchase of security services for Smart Park garages and Portland streetcar facility at an estimated amount of about $4 million for over 5 years. The selected contractor will provide security services for all six Smart Park garages to help maintain safety in the system. The contractor will also provide security services for PBOT's streetcar facility on Northrop and surrounding blocks in support of safe public transit service. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. If you could step aside, we'll hear from whoever pulled it, and they may have a question or two. Public testimony?
I believe Mimi Gurman and Star Stoffer both wanted to speak to this.
Very good. Come on up, please. Good morning.
Good morning. Before I start about this, I have a poem that I'd like to share with you today that has relevance. It's called A Free Pass. There are holes in the worn shoes of this story and dried, bloodied mud on the sole of the memories. But along each ragged edge, inside the fold of each petal told, is my family emigrating the pogroms, the shtetl, Rogachev, Ukraine, 1912 to 1918. You know, you can't take the Jew, the Yiddishkeit, the Jude, the Kristallnacht, the kike, the trains, the ovens, the dogs, the bullets, the fear, the bloodlines out of the Jew. But you do know how to terrify us again, growing fascist roots in the USA while giving free passes to Nazis for bus rides at free speech rallies while saluting Hitler in 2017. I carry the Tay-Sachs gene. I carry my family in my DNA. I am a Jew. I will always be a Jew. You refused me a ride on the bus when you gave Nazis a free pass because I cannot ride a bus filled with Nazis on a free ride.
Oh, Mrs. Gurman, I'm going to have to ask you to make your testimony germane to item 438.
It is germane to giving money to a group of people who don't need the money when other people in this city need that money for funerals, for the current genocide that's going on between our cops and the black communities. So I'd like to finish this because it is germane that I can talk more about that with my 3 minutes. You refused me a ride on the bus when you gave Nazis a free pass because I cannot ride a bus filled with Nazis on a free ride. Nazis who want to kill me in Portland and anywhere else. Mayor, what were you thinking? What is sanctuary, really? I will go now back deep into the roots of my family while you decide if you will fire the Nazi cops on our police force or continue to hand out the free pass of oppression and terror over us, the Jews, the blacks, the houseless, the poor, the oppressed under your current rule. So $4 million to parking lots, to security for parking lots, a private parking lot firm as far as I know. I could be wrong on that, but still $4 million. My suggestion, instead of using $4 million for that, is to let's all come together, open our hearts, and take that money and supply the families who can't afford funerals for their kids who have, or daughters, like Karen, who died in a parking lot, provide a funeral space for them at our beautiful cemetery that we have in, I'm not sure where that was, in Southeast, where Quanis Hayes was buried, and provide money for the families who can't support funerals for their kids who do get killed by our police, instead of giving private parking lot companies extraneous $4 million for things that I'm sure they don't need $4 million for.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. My name is Cameron Stark, and I'm a taxpayer of Portland, Oregon. I believe that $4 million sounds a bit excessive. In the past, like Mimi said, Karen Lee Batts died in a parking garage in downtown Portland. And I would hope that if you're trying to spend more on security, that you would be able to use that security to make sure that some of our houseless members who are seeking refuge or warm places in these parking garages aren't used to brutalize them and to exclude them from these public spaces, because I don't find it acceptable that people are dying on our streets and you're wanting to spend $4 million more over the course of 5 years on added security. It just doesn't sound plausible or humane is actually the better word for it. It doesn't sound humane to increase security when people are continuously dying. I think maybe even if you cut it in half to $2 million, it would maybe be more reasonable and you would have more money to set aside for other services that would prevent the problems that are happening in our parking garages that you apparently need security for. Thank you.
Thank you.
Could
good morning.
I just clarify something?
Yeah, Commissioner, you bet.
Smart Park buildings are city-owned public facilities. We're not giving $4 million to a private company. I just wanted to
okay, cool.
Make sure
all
you
the,
guys
all the
that.
More reason.
Yeah. Good morning.
Star Stauffer, good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Udaly, because that was actually one of my clarifying questions, so I appreciate that. This is appalling. When I park in the Smart Park garage for 4 hours, I pay $13. Now, I can imagine that hundreds and hundreds of cars are parking in those garages every day. There's no overhead. There's like 4 employees in this garage. What the hell do they need $4 million for? Use the money that you're charging people to park there. Why, this isn't rocket science. I'd like to see, since it's city-owned and since we're talking about the allocation of city funds, I want to see a full budget justification for this request. I want to know why. $4 million is the number. And not only that, exactly where would you like houseless people to go? You want to build stuff everywhere. You're sweeping them out everywhere. They can't go in the parking garage because you want to increase security, which we all know means more Portland cops in parking garages. If we're going to start using them that way, we might want to reduce their pay to what people at, say, Sears get for working loss prevention. We have enough cops and door rattlers in this city. What we don't have are enough humanitarians and politicians thinking outside of making more money and doing more for marginalized communities and vulnerable community members. And every freaking week that I come here, I hear millions for this and millions for that and this and that. And I don't hear anybody talking about allocating funds to uplift black communities or allocating funds to take care of people that are houseless. The hell is wrong with you people? $4 million for security in a parking garage? For what? People have car insurance. Those garages have insurance. The hell do you need $4 million for? If we're just going to flush money, you mind paying off some of my bills? Shame on you guys. This is ridiculous. I want to see a full budget justification. Or I say you're misusing public funds. Since I'm a taxpayer, I have that right. Since I park in those garages, I have that right. And since Portland police feel that they can exclude people from the parking garage, I damn well know that they're the security you're talking about. And I believe we just approved $10 million for the Portland police and thousands more for them to have leases on properties they don't need to spy on people they have no business spying on. Holy crap. So $4 million for more security, a.k.a. more money for the freaking cops. Who do you think you're kidding? So you can target houseless people and people of color. Just more white supremacist circle jerking.
Thank you for your testimony. Next item, please. Or is there, we have one more. Very good. Two more. Everybody wants to talk about this contract. Come on up.
Millions and millions.
That's 5 middle-aged white guys.
Gentlemen, proceed ahead of me. Go ahead.
Who wants to start? Mr.
Good morning.
Walsh.
My name is Good Joe morning. Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. And I got to tell you guys, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Except there's $4 million involved. And again, you tried to slide it underneath the table on the consent agenda. And for your viewers, consent agenda means no discussion unless somebody comes along and pulls it, which we did. And we, sitting, just having coffee this morning, five of us, said, you know, we could do the security for $2 million. So we're offering you $2 million savings. What do you think, guys?
Submit an RFP. I'm interested. Let's see.
All right. Why don't you postpone this, and we will get you a proposal in writing, because I was not aware that people were so enthused about doing security. So we're going to save you $2 million. Put it all with the next week, and I'll guarantee you something in writing. Mimi and I will work on it, and we'll give you something in writing.
Commissioner Fritz.
You own the building as you daily, the commissioner, the new commissioner, said. I take her at a word, you do own the building. So all you got to do is hire us. And if you hire us, we may not bug you so much on Wednesday morning because we'll be tired. So this is really kind of comical. And we could save you some money, Mr. Salzman. What do you think? $2 million here, $2 million there. Pretty soon we're going to be talking about major money. And maybe we could get the people off the streets like everybody's crying for you to do. So, Mayor, why don't you put it over for 1 week and call my bluff and say, Mr. Walsh, get your proposal in here by next week, and we'll look at it. And if it's reasonable and it makes sense and it's in English and it's not about the five white guys, we'll take it up. What do you think, Mayor?
Thank you, sir, for your testimony. Next, Commissioner Fritz.
Mr. Walsh.
Mr. Fritz.
Yes.
This is to authorize solicitation. So this is asking everybody, including you, to please send in your bid.
So we're looking forward to seeing it.
So that all it says is solicit.
We got 30 days.
You've got plenty of time.
And I'm getting older, so I write slower. 30 days is good.
We look forward to it.
Go to procurement services and you'll see the RFP.
Good morning, Commissioner. Hello.
Good morning.
I know this mic is going to go live. Are you hearing this right? So I'm Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And I do think that there's, sometimes the...
Charles, step back a little bit.
A little bit?
It won't be so cold. Yeah.
Thanks very much. So sometimes there's confusion that this is not an ordinance yet authorizing us to spend maybe up to a cap of $4 million. But I do think that we should look at best practices. And when we deal with the most serious things... The Supreme Court and Oregon statutes tell us that certain types of legislations have to be very specific and limited in topic. And although this is all security, I'm not sure it's actually a good idea for the Bureau of Transportation to lump together parking lot safety with whatever the vast and complex security needs are for our tiny little streetcar parking garage over there under 405. So I really encourage you to... listen to Mr. Walsh's suggestion that you pull back. I don't know how much you've been able to discuss this. Those people paying too much attention to what you all do will realize that actually two or three times this year, just the parking garage part of this made on the agenda for around $800,000, I think. And now, so if that was the case, it was $800,000. I don't remember. Maybe it was more. But I think that... it's very hard for us to, it's easy for us to be critical about the big $4 million price tag. It's very hard for people to be comprehensive until we see, the document doesn't show us the details of the RFP about how many hours, how many people getting, you know, the fact that there's not a smart park, that I don't think there are any smart parks in the Pearl or located near the PBOT. So we have this problem of conflating things that aren't really that similar, security for the parking lot garages and for the streetcar garage. One thing that's very germane to what Mr. Walsh brought up is when you package this as a large $4 million multi-site deal, I think we create barriers for the smallest businesses, minority business, women-led business, that might not be positioned to serve five sites. It's just channeling money back to the same old players. Probably the three people that will submit for this are G4S, Portland Patrol, and Pacific Patrol. Can they do we have leverage to encourage them to perhaps do some subcontracting? Can we get DePaul, which is a much better security company? So there's a lot here I urge you to maybe not even vote, to think about whether this can be broken up, and to try and understand how being an agenda item that was only parking garages for a while, even though it's all under PBOT, how did the streetcar garage come into it, and what is the per site cost? Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the problems I have with the city of Portland is thinking they're in the real estate business. You shouldn't own these parking structures. You should sell all these parking structures off, take the money back, as some people said, put it into the building more housing for the homeless, and or you must reserve the right to redevelop these pieces of well-located properties and also build apartments up above. Basically, what you're doing is you're a real estate holding company addicted to fossil fuels. You have 3,800 parking spaces, bringing them all downtown and forcing us to breathe that polluted air. Again, I disagree with you doing that. I would rather have all electric vehicles. Again, you are profit-driven. This is nothing but profit for the city. And so I'm absolutely against you being a real estate holding company, creating profit, bringing fossil fuel vehicles down into this location, polluting the air, and not looking at future housing by redeveloping these sites, which are prime locations. We can put the parking down underneath and also have housing units up above. And we need to look at this because, to me, the city of Portland is just holding this profit-driven. And the $4 million at $800,000 per year, that's a big number. Again, you're going to be producing that off the receipts produced off these parking spaces. I guess I shouldn't be too concerned because that money, will it end up in the general fund again or not? Probably not. But the reality is I think these spots, these locations are underutilized. They're not the highest and best use. We could put housing there. We could still have the parking. And you could put limitations on anybody with a fossil fuel vehicle. You don't get a park in these structures. Keep them out of the central city. We want clean air in the central city. Buy electric. Quit using your fossil fuel vehicles and polluting our air downtown. I'm sick and tired of breathing the polluted air downtown, which these city officials think I have to be forced to do when I walk along the public sidewalks. Again, I hold you responsible for anything to do with my health pertaining to the polluted air, which I don't think I have to breathe because you want to profit off of these parking structures. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to briefly just add, Commissioner Fritz, I just noticed that on the last lines of the last page, this is really the only opportunity for the public to engage. If you approve this, it goes through normal procurement channels, so it'll be kind of dark for us. We won't know. The procurement office will just give the best bidder the money, and on it will go. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Is there any other public testimony on this item?
No.
Could we have staff come back up, please? I don't know if public testimony inspired you to add any further information. I think we have a couple of questions. There was a question raised about minority contractors and how that would fit in potentially to this RFP. Could you describe some of the scenarios around that?
When the public is notified, when the solicitation actually goes out onto the street, all contractors will get notified. Whether they're minority contractors, certified contractors of any kind, will receive the notification just as they did last time. And there is a section in the solicitation piece talking about minority subcontracting, what can be done. It's part of the proposals, and it's a scored part of the proposals. So value is placed on that. We don't have the solicitation done yet. We can't legally do that.
Okay.
So by the time this ordinance is passed and then we have the wait period for that, then we will develop the RFP. There will be plenty of time for input from council and or other entities into that document. The union put some significant, displayed significant interest last time, and we incorporated virtually everything that they talked about. So there is plenty of open time for input relative to the document itself as it comes up.
And are all contractors held to the same standard during the application process?
Yes, sir.
And there was some testimony that people were suggesting these funds go to the Portland Police Bureau or to police officers. Is what percentage of this $4 million goes to the Portland Police Bureau or police officers?
These funds go to the contractor.
So is that 0%?
Yes, that is 0%.
Any further questions?
I seem to remember in a previous solicitation that there has been a coalition of smaller contractors who put together a proposal. Am I remembering that correctly, maybe 8 years ago or so?
Actually, that was a year before I got here, but yes, ma'am, there was a group put together. It was not a successful proposal, but and certainly nothing would restrict a new group of that caliber from putting together a proposal and coming to us with something relative to how it would work. If it's, you know, meets the highest score kind of thing, absolutely. You know, I think that'd be great.
Great.
Decided who to select, does that come back to council for confirmation?
I'm sorry, can you?
When you've selected the winner of the proposals, yeah, does that come back to council for confirmation as to the amount and the company?
Yes, ma'am. Once the proposal is selected, the contract itself comes back before this group for approval. Yes.
And just one last question. It says in the ordinance that the previous solicitation was withdrawn and is now put back together again. Could you tell us why that was, what happened then?
The previous solicitation was put out. We got significant input from the union and from other groups. The opening of it was delayed several times to accommodate adding information to it. It went through an evaluation process, and there was a firm selected. And when the contract came here, there was some further discussion, which occurred in chambers, as I understand it, and that was just pulled back and not acted upon. We then canceled that solicitation, and that's the basis for this being back here with another ordinance to redo the solicitation. In the meantime, we had to extend the existing contract for a year so that we could get all of this stuff done and back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions or comments? Commissioner Udaly?
I'd just like to clarify a couple issues that came up in public testimony. As I mentioned, Smart Parks are city-owned. This contract is for 6 parking garages and the streetcar facility. 5 of those 6 garages are open 24 hours a day. The breakdown is less than $1,600 a day, so I realize $4 million does sound like an extraordinary amount of money, but you have to actually look at what it's paying for to understand. And the fact is we're not giving Smart Park $4 million. That's coming out of garage receipts and streetcar receipts, so.
Yeah, that's
thanks.
An important
yes,
point.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Any further comments or questions? This is a non-emergency first reading. It moves to second reading. Thank you. Before